Scott, just got your name and title on tape.
Scott Pearson, CEO of Home of Economy.
Pretty exciting day here. Tell me about this location here in Rugby.
Well, this is for us a bit of a homecoming. Home of Economy briefly had a store here back in the 1960s. And for reasons that weren't discussed with me at the time, the decision was made to close it and concentrate on the other stores that came with a purchase of a chain that was done by my grandparents. And there was always, we were always going to come back to rugby. You know, I remember, you know, just as a kid and people talking and you know, we were going to come back to rugby. Well, we finally did it. So, you know, that's kind of exciting, a culmination of a long-term plan.
This building, it looks like the community really has welcomed you as well.
Yeah, they've made us feel very welcome, and business has been good, which, of course, is the bottom line, literally. So, rugby has been very good for us, and, you know, we had a great opportunity to get a good building. We put a lot into it. It's a complete restoration, resurrection almost. We're able to come in here, and with some help from the community, we've got a building I'm very proud of.
You should be. It looks great. Let's step back in time. Tell me a little bit about the history of Home of Economy, if you could.
Well, Home of Economy started in 1939 in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. And, you know, this is a time of wartime shortages and depression and all these things. And the biggest business was recapping tires. My grandfather and his brother-in-law would recap tires in their home garage at night and then bring them to the store. Can't imagine the adversity and the hard work that went into that. But they innovated the fleet discount program, which Home of Economy is credited by other retailers as being the first discount store. My grandparents were traveling, and they saw a sign advertising fleet discounts for vehicles, and my grandfather had the idea that, you know, he got thinking about farmers, and we're prior to that, a fleet was, say, several trucks in a trucking company. And his innovation there was to consider farmers as a fleet. You've got a tractor, you've got a pickup, you've got a you know, maybe a personal car. But using the farm equipment as considered as vehicles, he was able to get around the price control rules at the time and offer discounts to farmers, previously unheard of. And, you know, giving people more for their money, it always works.
It's pretty, you look at that entrepreneurial spirit to pull together ideas like that, that really says something.
Yeah, and today, looking at it today, it seems kind of like a small thing. But it's huge in the sense that until then, farmers paid full manufacturer's list price for everything. And it made farming much more profitable for Home of Economy's customers. It wasn't Home of Economy then either. It was Economy Wholesale Supply. We adopted the name Home of Economy when we built a big new store in Grand Forks, which was much smaller than the current location. But at the time, it was considered huge and started to offer a much wider variety of product than just farm supplies. And that is sort of the start of what became the Home of Economy of today.
It's also from an industry standpoint. Take a look at what really has happened industry-wide from that fleet concept that began so many years ago. I mean, all the country, that we've got these kind of farm fleet stores that are available.
Yeah, and I don't know if I could say most of them, but many of them were associates of my grandfather. He started another organization called Mid-States Distributing Company, which still exists. It's a nationwide buying group. And the farm and fleets, the fleet farms, were all early members of this group that my grandfather started. And some of them have grown very large and left, and some remain. They were all pretty successful. And most of them, if you talk to them, will give credit to the Mid-States Distributing Company organization, which isn't just my grandfather. It's a large group of great people. But that concept did also, my grandfather originated it and put together the initial group.
I love that history, the story that continues, and still a family operation today.
It is. My brother and I run the company. Our mother is the other major shareholder, and we have succession planning. The company, for the foreseeable future, will remain family owned, which I think brings unique benefits to the customers too, but also to the whole family of Home of Economy.
And that family, again, now with rugby, but you've got a great footprint across this region.
We do. We're from Grafton, I guess, in the northeast, to Watford City, which, kind of the southwest part of North Dakota.
Yeah.
And then the major towns on Highway 2.
Well, again, congratulations on this grand opening. It's been kind of a long time coming, and it had to be difficult starting the store in this COVID environment.
Well, it did. It setbacks all the time. In fact, only this morning, and there are minor finishing touches left, but it's trim around a door, things like that. But only this morning we finished up the graphics in the front entry. This week, Wednesday, we got some of the big graphics up inside. We got all the video systems full. Yesterday. We finally got all the video systems fully operational. It's almost all COVID related, but we got it done.
It's good to see. I appreciate the chance to visit.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Scott Pearson, the CEO from Home of Economy.
Perfect. I love that story of the grandparents.
Yeah.